Dave Caldwell, we're here at your first Senior Bowl. And I know you've never been a guy to really plan on being a GM. You wanted to do your job from the start and do it well. What was this day like?
It was fun. You know, see, there's great camaraderie around the league, and I have a lot of good friends that I've built over the 17 years in the NFL, and it was just great to see the support of a lot of familiar faces.
And as far as the Senior Bowl this week, you're getting here on Tuesday. What do you hope to accomplish?
I hope to get a really good in-depth look of a lot of players I haven't seen throughout the year. I've seen the majority of players throughout the fall scouting when I was with the Falcons. So to see those guys and see how they've built throughout the year, and then to see the new players that I have not seen this year.
I assume the Senior Bowl is part of a process.
It is. It's a very important part of the process, and it really confirms some of the things we've seen over the year, or to give us some red flags of some of the things we may not have seen throughout the year, too.
Now, this is basically the two-week anniversary of your hiring. Yeah. Have you set out to... Have you accomplished what you set out to?
Well, that was a quick 2 weeks, I'll tell you that much. It was, the first thing I wanted to do was get a head coach in place and do that as quickly and efficiently as possible, but not to cut corners and be detailed and thorough and get the right guy. And I think, as you've all seen, I think we got the right guy for us. So that was objective number one. Mm-hmm. Now objective number two is help Gus with his staff and get his staff in place. And we're moving along with there pretty quickly. We have all our coordinators filled. And then third step is to really sit down with he and his staff and evaluate our team.
And that was important for you to keep that, as I think you said, a step-by-step process.
Yeah, I wanted to do it very calculated, you know, step-by-step. And we have time. We have till March 12th until free agency starts. The draft's not till the end of April. And then the combine's at the end of February. So we have plenty of time to get done with what we need to get done with.
Now, you mentioned Gus Bradley, obviously a dynamic guy. 5 days later, as excited as you were the day you
got? Yeah, I get more excited every day. Every time a new head coach commits to us or a new position coach commits to us, we have a little celebration there. And we're having a lot of fun and helping him put his staff together. But, you know, he's helping me with the vision of this team and he's going to be the co-builder of this team with me.
What have you learned about him maybe in a week that you didn't know before or has been what you expected?
I think, you know, from the minute I met him, he's been pretty consistent. There hasn't been any highs and lows. He's always on, and it's so refreshing to see his passion and his positive energy. I'm looking really forward to working with him and continue and build on that and our relationship.
I think you said a couple of times in recent days, your idea is to build on what you have here, not to tear down.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little.
Well, we have a good core group of players. I mean, we have a top-rate running back. We have a good tight end. We have a very good left tackle. Pozlesny is a mm-hmm. you know, he's a top defender in this league. So we have some core pieces with our team, and to build on top of them and give them some support, I think is critical for, you know, not just tear it down for the sake of making change, but to build on top of what we have, I think is important for us.
And you mentioned this morning, speaking to the media, that draft first, fill in with free agency. Is that sort of the core of what you believe in?
Yeah, I believe you build through the draft, and to have sustainability over the long haul, you have to be calculated with the draft. We're going to be a needs-based draft team, mm-hmm. especially in the top four rounds. Later in the draft, we may hit on some, you know, best player available, depending on the situation. But I think it's important for us to build through the draft and have really good drafts these next couple of years,
right,
to build a solid foundation. And then as we start the roll here, we're gonna supplement through free agency.
Now, I assume that starts with a hard look at the roster, and you can't have a hard, fast approach. You have to adapt with what the team is now, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, the thing that's been most refreshing about Gus and Jed and then Bob and the coordinators is they're player-oriented. Mm-hmm. So they're going to put the players in the best position to succeed. Ideally, we'll have a system that we would like to run, but if we don't have the players to fit that specific system, we'll adapt and they'll adapt. And that's what made Gus such a great hire, is because of his adaptability.
Now, the offseason moves fast. You've got the combine mm-hmm. coming up, I guess, in less than a month now. When you get to Indianapolis, what will you have hoped to accomplish between now and then? Do you want to know the roster in depth? Is that
Yeah, well, by the time we get to Indianapolis, we'll know the roster here pretty quickly. I think that's as soon as we get back and the staff is in place. They're going to do it with, amongst the coaching staff mm-hmm. and evaluate every player. I'm going to do it by myself with the personnel staff and Gus, and really get to know each and every player and go through the whole season, and then kind of have a calculated plan what we're going to do in free agency, what mm-hmm. we're going to do through the draft. And I think by the time the combine comes around, we'll have a pretty good idea.
A final question. Gus talked today about, as much fun as this is, he can't wait to get inside the film room and start breaking it down.
Yeah.
I assume as a personnel guy, that's what you're most
absolutely
excited about.
I mean, like every time I walk by my video, my video machine, I'm like, man, I got to get in this. But step by step, I don't want to get too far ahead of me myself. And I think towards the end of this week is when we'll really start digging into it.
Once a personnel guy, always a personnel guy, right?
Yeah, you can't lose sight of it. I think it's so critical. And I look around at the most successful general managers in the league, mm-hmm. and Thomas Dimitroff or Bill Polian, sure. underneath him, and they never lost sight of that piece of their
right.
job. And I plan to be very involved in that, the college aspect of it moving forward.
David Caldwell, thank you.
Thank you, John.